Welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We're always interested in your thoughts. Drop us a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com with your suggestions and comments. Let us know what's going on where you are. From the Arts Desk, Muncie Civic Theater has Captain Louie Jr. on Sunday, Goldilocks and the Three Bears October 9th, 10th, 11th, 16th, and 17th, and Into the Woods runs from October 16th through November 1st. October 1st, it's the Arts Walk concert by Muncie Symphony Orchestra. October 2nd, Josh Kaufman at the Honeywell Center, 7:30 p.m. October 2nd through the 4th, it's Spirit at Marion Civic Theater, 7:30 p.m. October 3rd, Farmer's Market at Minnetrista. And October 3rd, the Joe Louis Walker Concert, part of the Muncie Three Trails Music Series at 7:30 p.m. You may know that's a free concert. It is fall, the first week of fall, and that means the season for apple orchards. We visited the Jacobs Family Orchard north of Newcastle, where Kim Smith and her daughter Lindsay were visiting from Anderson. Here's Kim.
Well, we love the apples. Really, that's the number one thing. We love the little maze they set up over there. I like to bring my grandson over to play on it, but we really love the apples. That's the main reason we come to the orchard. You know, I think one of the things that I enjoy most is coming here to pick out pumpkins with my daughter and my grandson. Going out in the patch and letting him pick out the pumpkins and play on the maze and get on the hay and come in and get the apples and the cider and the donuts.
There's a difference between apples you get at the orchard and what you might buy in the store?
Absolutely.
Tell me about that a little bit.
Well, the taste is 100% better. Tastes like a real apple. And they're ripe when you buy them. You don't have to let them set out. They're already ripe when you buy them, ready to eat. Tastes good. Price is good.
What kind of hints would you have for people who are going to the orchard? So, you know, when you go to an orchard, here's what you need to remember.
Well, try the apple first.
Try the apple first. Yeah, I guess. So that's the big thing. I mean, they have such a wide variety. I think you need to try the apples to see which one you like best.
And there's differences in apples.
Well, yeah, there's a big difference. You get our favorite for the early season is the Zesters, which is a tart, crisp apple. But then we like the Molly Delicious, which is a sweet, you know, crisp apple. And some are good for cooking, and some are just good for eating. The Cortlands are a wonderful apple. It's one of our favorites. They're great for eating. Cooking, they kind of get mushy, you know, but they're probably one of the better eating apples, in our opinion.
That's Kim Smith of Anderson. She was at the orchard with her daughter, Lindsay.
I like coming out, trying the different apples with my mom and bringing out my nephews to the little bounce houses and jungle gym that they have over there, climbing on the different hays that they have and just having a good time with them and spending that quality time with my family.
There's something kind of special. This is a different experience. If you were explaining it to somebody and they'd never done this before, how would you describe all of this?
I'd say it's a fun, interesting learning experience to see what the different apples are, what it takes to make those apples, and really figuring out what type of apple you really like.
Some of us have just gone to the store and said, oh, there's an apple. Let me put some of those in a bag. Mm-hmm. Describe for somebody how to think about these different kind of apples and which ones are good and stuff like that.
There's ones that are sweet and crisp, tart and crisp, or you have an apple that's either sweet or tart and really soft. You have to figure out which one you like the best. If you want a tart apple, which is what I like, and I like them to be crisp, like the Zestar apples that they have. And it's just, you have to figure out if you want them sweet or crisp or soft and go from there. And like, they're more than willing to tell you and help you figure out what you'd like the best.
Give us some apple buying tips. What have you learned about buying apples from all of that?
Try the apple first, if you can. Always try it first. I had to figure out what I like the best, if I like it crisp or soft or tart, and I just went from there trying different tart and crisp apples until I found the one I really liked.
has all this changed the way you look at apples? I mean, have you become, there's apple cider, there's apples, there's apple pie, there's, mm-hmm. talk about just a little bit your how you regard apples and how that's changed.
I really like eating the apples, just cutting them up, maybe dipping them in some caramel sauce, or just eating them plain. Sometimes I put them in a smoothie with different fruits and vegetables, and then I like making apples in the morning where you put like cinnamon and some sugar on top. It's really good.
Have you ever turned your friends on to maybe a friend who didn't know much about apples?
I have a friend who doesn't, like, she's tried different apples that are sweet and she's not been really sure about what she likes. So I had her try one of the Zestar apples and she liked those too. So.
Is there an apple that you've discovered recently you thought, I like this?
The Zestar apples. I tried them last year and they were the best. Out of every single tart apple I've tried, they were the best.
Is there anything about the season? I mean, some people are just love the fall. Some people really more summer people. Mm-hmm. Do you like the fall?
I love the fall. I love going and going on hay rides with my nephews and my mom, going picking out pumpkins, playing on like the little haystacks that they have. There's a fair, I believe it is, where they have little hay rides, take you to go out to the pumpkin patch, you pick your pumpkin, and then they tell you about what the different sizes of pumpkins you can have, and you get to try different things and just go have fun with your family.
Lindsay Smith and her mother Kim from Anderson on a trip to Jacob's Family Orchard in Henry County. It's that time of year. As much as we'll miss summer once the north winds blow, it's good to know that Indiana has dozens of orchards across the state. There's even an Indiana Orchard Directory. You can Google that up or drop me a note and I'll get it to you.
I'll be with you in apple blossom time. I'll be with you to change your name.
Indiana Weekend, Real Radio from just down the road. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line. Let us know what you think at indianaweekend@gmail.com. Now here's John Strauss.
Welcome to the first week of fall. This is orchard season, of course, the time of crisp apples, corn mazes, fresh cider, corn shucks. We visited the folks at Jacob's Family Orchard near Newcastle, where Wayne Jacobs runs the business with his family.
In the fall of the year, we're picking apples and processing them and grading them and selling them. That's our retail time of year. We're very fortunate that what we produce here, we get to sell here retail, and that's a big advantage in almost any industry. And that'll carry us through to Thanksgiving or when we run out of apples.
Has the orchard business grown over the years? How's it different now than 20 years ago or so?
20, 30, 40 years ago, it was just a retail apple business. The folks that owned it just bagged up apples and sold them and made some cider, and that was it. And it's turned into more of an attraction, more of a family event. The apples aren't the only thing anymore. We've grown, we've added fun things for the family and kids to do. We've done the donuts, we've added the cider slushes. We have pumpkins for fall decorations, and all that stuff's just kind of an extension of growing apples and selling apples.
He says apples are a very tough crop, challenging.
By trade, prior to this, I was a grain farmer, corn, beans, cattle, hogs. Those crops are kind of stable and predictable, and apples are much more variable, weather dependent, temperature dependent. Just appears a lot more variations. This year started out kind of a little slow and a little late. The spring wasn't really early. It was late due to the cool weather, and then we've had wet weather, and that's made the crop difficult to take care of and maintain, and difficult for the trees to get taken care of because of the wet weather. And the fungicides, we've had a big pressure of fungus because of the constant wetness. That same wetness has made it tough to just be out in the orchard taking care of it.
It's not easy, but that doesn't mean it's not fun.
The fun part and the great part is the people. You know, most farmers have little or no contact with the public. And I, as a farmer, get to have two months out of the year when I get to see the public. And the public gets to see me. So I think that's a special, you know, we have a lot of good people show up here all the time. And we keep in touch with them. And they keep in touch with us. And I think that's an unusual event for a farmer. Corn and beans, you don't have that relationship.
Some customers have become friends over the years.
I very distinctly remember an old couple that came here for several years. And it seems like they'd always come at a time that was of an evening or my wife and I could visit with them. And we talked to them and visited with them like we were friends. I had no idea what their name was. And then they didn't show up one year. And, you know, we about half or three-fourths of the way through the season, one night in bed, she says, you know, I haven't seen that couple. And I said, no, I haven't either. And before the season was over with, the missus come in by herself and her spouse had passed away. And, you know, when they came here to see us, she came to tell us that. And we were interested in that information and we had missed them. And, you know, you just have hundreds and hundreds of people that you recognize and you're glad to say hi to, and they seem to make it a point to say hi to you. And then when that doesn't happen, they know it and you know it. And they're fun people. They're, you know, nothing very serious, but still great people to visit with and talk to.
There's a sense of community among the people who live in the area, about 6 miles north of Newcastle.
One of the things I'm the most proud of is that the economy around here hasn't been great. It's better now, I think, than it used to be. But there was times you could come here and get a slush and a free donut and maybe buy a little bag of donuts for $3 or $4 and buy a slush for 50 cents or a dollar. And I specifically remember sitting on the porch there visiting with an old friend of mine, and he was a 60-year-old guy and had a girlfriend. And he says, you know, we can't afford to do everything. But he says, we can afford to come out here and entertain ourselves and relax. And I'm very proud of the fact that it don't take a lot of money to come out here and enjoy yourself for a few minutes. And we still are able to succeed and prosper as a business.
People come from Newcastle, Muncie, Anderson, and other nearby towns. And Wayne has noticed some repeat visitors.
We have a lot of kids that come out here and kind of somehow here lately seems like getting the habit of coming out when they're in high school. And then they go away to college. And then they come home in the fall of the year and they still come out here. And I have gotten in trouble on occasions for running into somebody during the week and saying, hey, we seen Sally last weekend when she was home. Sally wasn't home last weekend. Oh, what do you mean you seen Sally? Sally come to the orchard? I said, yeah, Sally and 3 or 4 friends from, and she goes to school at Indianapolis or so-and-so or so-and-so. And hell, she comes out here with her friends from college and they come to the orchard and maybe didn't go see mom and dad. I've gotten in trouble a couple times, and one of these girls and I said, she says, no, she says, I didn't go home. She says, I just brought the girls out and we went to the orchard. And I said, well, I said, poor dumb as I am, I says, she says, I know that. She says, I heard about it.
Wayne Jacobs, who runs Jacob Family Orchards north of Newcastle with his family. The business was started by a returning veteran from World War I. Wayne remembers coming out as a youngster and helping his father pick apples. In 2002, he and his family bought the place. They've been in agriculture for 4 generations. Besides the orchard, they grow corn, soybeans, wheat, and hay, and feed cattle. Around mid-August each year, they start selling apples, some of the 30 varieties they grow. If I had an orchard, I'd work till
I'm sore. This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss on Indiana Public Radio.
A change of the seasons this week with the beginning of fall. For so many people, that means it's time to visit some of the orchards in our area. The Indiana Orchards Directory lists 69 across the state, including Apple of His Eye, Anderson, Cook's in Fort Wayne, Dowd's County Line in Wabash, Graybo's and Transbarger's Apple Barn in Pendleton, Huntington Orchards up there, and Tuttle Orchards in Greenfield, and Jacobs Family Orchard just north of Newcastle. That's where we met Samantha Jacobs, who runs the place with her husband, Wayne.
Oh, I met Wayne at Purdue. We were in an ag council together, and we met that way. And when we were, I was junior, he was second year junior, I guess. And we met up there, got married after we got out of school.
Did you always want to do the orchard business?
We farmed a little, not a lot, and he saw where this was for sale, and we got to looking at it, thought, well, it was a good way to diversify, and we didn't know if we could get bigger grain farming, and so we thought, well, and that was when agritourism was just starting, kind of, and so that's, we said, well, okay, let's give it a whirl, and no, I never thought I'd own an orchard. I mean, I like ag. I mean, I grew up in it, have an animal science degree, and that's my, I mean, agriculture is a passion, but not. I didn't think I'd have an orchard, yeah.
What's the best part of it?
All the people. It's fun to meet the people and see them having a good time. And, you know, we have a page on Facebook and they put their pictures and say, yeah, we had a great time at the orchard, you know, and want to go back. And that's great. It's a good entertainment for the families and we like to see that.
You like the fall?
Yeah. Pretty season.
What's it like raising a family in this kind of business?
Well, the kids have learned a lot. I mean, working with the public and working with employees and seeing the things that takes, and that's not many kids are going to get that opportunity to see all that, how that all interacts together. That's been great for them.
Do you have to keep looking for sort of new things to add to something like this?
Yeah, we try to every year to do something. This year we're going to do the apple slices with the caramel on them. And another food item. Food items seem to go big. I wouldn't mind doing more in the entertainment world, but out there, but I don't know. That doesn't thrill me that much, I guess. I mean, what we do, I think, is enough. Get by. We could do a few other little things if we wanted to.
And you're up at the Minnetrista Farm Market,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Tell me about that a little bit. What's that like?
That's a good market, one of the better markets in the state. We go up there and we start raising some produce in May, the early spring stuff, radishes and lettuce. And we don't sell any of that in here, just kind of enough to go up there. And really the reason we go up there is to get our name out, that Jacob's Orchard and what we got. And then, you know, and then in the fall we can take our apples up there and sell them, and another outlet for them. And we hope to have too many, you know, that we need, and we can go up there and another outlet for them and just get our name out there. That was when we started that was the biggest reason we went up there, really.
How's farm life different now than when you were young?
Oh, I don't know. I grew up on a large farm anyway when I was a kid, for its time, a very modern farm. And so it's more technological than it ever was with the computers all involved. I mean, I've seen all that come along, you know, a tractor that can steer itself across the field, not, you know, and all that, but that's the biggest thing. And it just takes a lot of dollars. I mean, a lot of money to do it. I mean, you may say we make a lot of money, but we spend a lot of money, and the inputs are very expensive. But if you're going to spend that kind of money, you're going to have some good returns or it's not worth it.
Tell me about a real fun day.
Well, a fun day is when I have a lot of people here and they're lined up all the way to State Road 36 and I have a lot of money at the end of the day. Those are the days we make our money. The rest of the days, but we need big weekends. Those are when we make our money.
And as you head toward winter, that doesn't necessarily mean time off.
No, not really. We'll take December. There's some meetings we go to in January, and, you know, December, January, and February are kind of slow months. But you're doing a lot of planning, some meetings to go to, looking at seed catalogs and all that stuff as it comes in. And then March, you know, if the weather gets right, you may be out in the field in March and get going again.
Samantha Jacobs at her family's orchard in Henry County. We were there on a busy Saturday morning. One of her neighbors, Charles Bell, drove up on a four-wheeler with two of his grandsons, Christian and Colin.
I guess it's got to be fun bringing the boys here.
We just live up there. We came in on the four-wheeler. We're down here a lot.
it's a neat place. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. We have lived on where we are now for almost 40 years, and so the orchard has been a big part of our growing up, because the kids have all been coming down here from the time that they were very young themselves. Our kids grew up here, and now these kids have grown up here, so it's just part of the tradition of who we are in this part of the county. We border property with them, and so we spend a lot of time down here. And they enjoy coming down for the donuts primarily, and then we go from there and get the apples. Apples are kind of an added thing after the donuts, I think, for them. So, and then this is Christian and Colin, two of our grandsons.
Okay, guys, go ahead.
Hey, guys, ready to go?
All right.
We need three. I'm doing fine. We need three of the slushies.
Three small.
It was a good day for granddads. Jay Turner of Muncie was sitting inside with his young granddaughter.
Who is this?
This is Kennedy Rose, my granddaughter. She's enjoying the afternoon greatly.
Pretty good place to come?
Absolutely. Very family friendly. My other two grandkids are over there playing right now, so I get to stay in here with the littlest one.
Kids really like it here, I guess.
They do. They love the hay bales and especially getting to feed the little goats. That's a big deal for them. They always have to head straight over there. So it's just giving the kids a chance to come out and see what's going on. They enjoy the donuts here. They enjoy later on being able to pick out their pumpkin and all of that. So, I mean, it's an annual thing that we try and come out here about every 2 or 3 weeks with the kids because they love playing across the street and the goats and everything else in it. Love the donuts and the cider best there is.
Just a little slice of life for the first week of fall from Jacob's Family Orchard about midway between Muncie and Newcastle, one of 69 orchards around the state. There's even a directory of them. As much as we love the summer, it's fun to look forward to that snap of fall in the air. Fresh apples, pumpkins, hay rides. Hope you get the chance to get out in the country soon. In the meantime, that's our show for today. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Sean Ashcraft. Glad you could join us this time. Hope you'll stay in touch. Drop me a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com if you'd like more information or have a suggestion. Thanks for joining us today. Have a great week. Until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Sean Ashcraft. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from IPR's listeners. We hope you'll join your friends who are IPR members. You can go to indianapublicradio.org or call us at 1-800-646-1812. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.
IPR's fall fundraising campaign starts this week, and it's time to give. Many of you have told us you prefer that we ask for your support briefly in between programs like this, rather than a week of program interruptions. So we're changing it up together. There's no need to wait to give, no special thank you gifts or prize drawings that you can't get in on right now. The fundraiser ends when we reach $75,000. So let's do this together. Donate online at indianapublicradio.org. We think you'll like what you hear. Thanks.